听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 10, Accounting. 2. Vocabulary. Account book. Account number. Account payable. Accountant. Accounting. Accounting document. Accounting information. Accounting period. Accounting record. Accounting standard. Accounting system.Accounting transaction, accounting year, accrual accounting, accrual basis, amortize, asset, balance sheet, bank statement, bookkeeper, bookkeeping base currency.Buy something on credit. Calendar. Calendar year. Canceled check. Cash basis of accounting. Certified public accountant. Checkbook. Classify. Copyright. Costing. Credit. Credit memorandum. Current asset.Current balance. Debit. Debit memorandum. Defer. Deferred asset. Depreciation. Double entry bookkeeping. Entry. External. Financial. Financial accounting. Financial position. Financial statement.Finished goods inventory. Fiscal. Fiscal year. Fixed asset. Fundamental. Fundamental accounting equation. Goodwill. Income statement. Intangible. Intangible asset. Internal. Interpret. Long-term investment. Managerial.Managerial accounting. Memorandum. Monetary. Monetary unit. Open an account. Organization expense. Owner's equity. Partnership. Patent. Personal checking account. Personal identification number. PIN. Quantitative.Quantitative information. Signature. Signature card. Single entry bookkeeping. Statement of cash flows. Stock company. Stockholder. Summarize. Systematic. Tax return. Thoughtful.
3. Listening practice.
1. Listen to a dialogue and answer the following questions.
Alan is a business student. Next semester, he is going to learn accounting. Out of curiosity, he decides to ask Mr. Phil Hancock, an accounting professor, about some aspects of accounting.
Professor Hancock, may I ask you some questions, please?
Of course, Alan. What do you want to know?
We'll have an accounting course next semester. It's said that accounting is the language of business. But what is accounting?
Well, accounting is a process of analyzing, classifying, summarizing, and interpreting business transactions in financial or monetary terms. It provides quantitative information about a business entity that is useful for users of this information.To make business decisions.
Who are the users of accounting information?
The users of accounting information may be broadly divided into two categories, that is, internal users and external users.
What do internal users mean?
They are the people inside the enterprise. The major internal user is the management of the enterprise. In a small enterprise, this is likely to be the owner or a small number of individuals in the case of a partnership.
How about the external users?
The external users are those outside the enterprise, including banks, suppliers of goods, customers, employees, the government, and the general public. For a publicly traded company, the stockholders are also regarded as external users.
What are the differences between financial accounting and managerial accounting?
Managerial accounting provides information mainly to the management of the enterprise. It analyzes individual and specific problems such as costing, budgeting, sales forecasts, etc. Because its users are basically inside the enterprise, it is not governed by the generally accepted accounting principles. On the contrary, financial accounting reports on and summarizes the overall business activities of the enterprise. The financial accounting information must be continuous, systematic, and complete. What's more, because financial accounting mainly provides information for external users, it is regulated by law and the generally accepted accounting principles.
I see. I was told that any business enterprise must develop an accounting system. Should they all have the same accounting system?
No, not necessarily. The enterprise's goals will have a major impact on the accounting system it uses. The choice of accounting system depends on the type of activities in which the enterprise is engaged and on the level of activity.
What are the purposes of accounting system?
The main purpose of accounting system is to provide the management and those outside the enterprise with necessary information to help them in making decisions.
Are there any other purposes served by the accounting system?
Besides this, there are quite a few other purposes that can be served by the accounting system. For example, it produces accounting documents and helps to protect the company's assets. Also, it provides necessary data for the enterprise to complete its tax returns.
Wow. It seems that we'll have a lot to learn next semester. Well, thank you, Professor Hancock. I feel I'll be able to understand the accounting course much better with the information you've just given me. Thanks again, Professor Hancock.
My pleasure. I'm sure you'll enjoy your accounting course, Alan.
2. Listen to a passage and answer the following questions. You've probably heard the saying, "Money doesn't grow on trees." It means that money must come from somewhere. It doesn't just appear. Double entry bookkeeping is a method of record keeping that lets you track just where your money comes from and where it goes. This double entry concept has been around in Italy since the 13th century and now is the most commonly used bookkeeping system. Under the double entry bookkeeping system, every account has two sides. The left-hand side is called the debit side, and the right-hand side is called the credit side. We can also use debit and credit as verbs. So, to debit an account is to record an amount on the left side of the account, and to credit an account is to record an amount on the right side. The basic principle of double-entry bookkeeping is that every transaction is recorded in the debit side of one or more accounts and in the credit side of one or more accounts with equal amounts of debits and credits. Recording of accounting transactions under the double-entry bookkeeping system can be summarized into the following four rules. 1. Increases in assets are debited to asset accounts and decreases are credited. 2. Increases in liability and owner's equity are credited to liability and owner's equity accounts, and decreases are debited. 3. Revenues will eventually increase owner's equity and are credited to a revenue account. Decreases of revenue are debited to a revenue account. 4. expenses will eventually decrease owner's equity and are debited to an expense account. Decreases of expense are credited to an expense account. The fundamental accounting equation under the double entry bookkeeping system is assets equal liabilities plus owner's equity. A transaction may affect the equation in many different ways, but after recording each transaction, the equation must always be in balance. That is, the totals of both sides of the equation should always be equal. Some transactions increase or decrease both sides of the equation. Others affect only one side. For example, the purchase of raw materials for $1,000 in cash will affect only the assets side. This is because the purchase will increase the raw materials inventory account, which is an asset account, by $1,000, and decrease the cash amount, which is also an asset account, by $1,000. However, the purchase of raw materials for $1,000 on credit will increase both sides of the equation, that is, the asset side and the liability side. This occurs because the purchase will increase the raw materials inventory account, which is an asset account, by $1,000, and will increase the accounts payable account, which is a liability account, by $1,000. In accounting practice, the bookkeepers analyze every transaction in this way to determine what changes a transaction has caused in the enterprise's assets, liabilities, owner's equity, revenue, and expenses. Double-entry bookkeeping helps you avoid mistakes. This is why professional accountants use it. A double-entry bookkeeping system provides the benefit of checks and balance by making it easier for you to trace the source of any entry errors. It also provides more useful and complete information to you than you would get with just a single-entry bookkeeping approach. Because each transaction contains both a source and destination of money, double-entry bookkeeping provides valuable details that can be sorted and viewed in report form later. 3. Listen to the passage again and complete the notes. 4. Listen to a passage and fill in the blanks. Audit Report 2. The Board of Directors of Sunny Company Limited. We have audited the balance sheet of your company as of December 31, 2001, and the related statement of income and changes in financial position for the year then ended. These financial statements are the responsibility of the company's management. Our responsibility is to express an audit opinion on these financial statements. Our audit was conducted in accordance with China's independent auditing standards and, accordingly, included a test of the accounting records and such other audit procedures as we considered necessary in the circumstances. In our opinion, the financial statements referred above present fairly, in all material respects, the financial position of your company as of December 31, 2001, and the results of its operations and its changes in funds for the year then ended in conformity with the accounting standards for business enterprises and the related accounting regulations for real estate industry, and the accounting treatments therein are consistently applied. Yangcheng Certified Public Accountants. Certified Public Accountant. Name and stamp of the firm. Signature and stamp of the CPA. Guangzhou, China, March 1, 2002.
4. Sample Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Harry has just graduated from university. He is now working for an import and export company. He wants to open a personal checking account at the bank. Here's the conversation between Harry and a bank clerk.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to open an account at your bank.
What sort of account do you want?
I'd like to open a personal checking account. What's the minimum deposit for opening a personal checking account?
Our minimum deposit for a personal checking account is 5,000 renminbi. How much do you want to deposit, sir?
Well, I'd like to make an initial deposit of 20,000 renminbi.
That's fine, sir. Would you mind showing me your ID card?
Of course not. Here you are.
Thank you. Please fill out this form and sign your name here. Also, will you please fill out this signature card with your name, address, occupation, and telephone number?
What's a signature card used for?
As a rule, any individual who's to sign checks against the checking account should sign the signature card. We'll honor only those checks that have been signed by the person whose signature appears on the signature card. If there is any doubt about the signature on a check, we'll check it against the signature card. So, a signature card can protect the interests of the bank and the depositor.
I see. Here you are. Is that all right?
Yes, that's all right.
When can I get my checkbook?
We'll order personal checkbooks for you with your name and account number. You can come to get your checkbook next Friday, and we'll send you your PIN number separately in about 2 weeks.
PIN number?
That's the abbreviation for personal identification number.
If I run out of checks, can I order some new ones?
Sure. Here's an order form. In case you're almost out of checks, fill out this form, and we'll order new checkbooks for you.
By the way, do I receive a monthly bank statement?
Yes, we'll send you a monthly statement so that you can check your balance.
What will I see in the bank statement?
The statement will show the balance of your checking account at the beginning of the month, deposits, checks paid, debit memoranda, credit memoranda, as well as the current balance at the end of the month.
What about my canceled checks?
We'll send you the canceled checks together with the bank statement.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Everything is in order. Don't forget to get your checkbook next Friday.
Yes, thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Dialogue 2.
Next, please.
Good afternoon. I opened a personal checking account last Friday. I've come to get my checkbook. Here's my ID card.
Just a minute. Yes, Mr. Guo. Your checkbook is ready. Here you are.
Thanks. Oh, sorry to bother you, miss. Could you please tell me how to write a check? I've never used a check before.
No problem. As you can see, here on the left side is what we call the check stub.
What's the previous balance?
That's the balance after you issued your last check.
And here's the amount of this check, am I right?
Yes, you're right. The previous balance less the amount of this check is the new balance.
What are the numbers here at the bottom of the check?
They're magnetic numbers for machine reading. The first part, 100005, is the serial number of this check. Here in the middle, 403725, is the bank code. The last part, 32171902, is your account number. We also print these numbers on the top right-hand corner of the check, as you can see here.
How shall I fill out this check if I want to pay somebody?
On the first line here, after pay, you just write down the name of your payee.
And here, after the pound sign, I need to put down the amount in figures, is it right?
Yes. Also, you need to write the amount in words on the second line below the pay. For example, if you need to pay 100 pounds, you just write down 100 pounds only.
I see. Is that all?
Oh, one more thing. You need to put the date on the top right-hand corner and sign your name on the bottom right-hand corner. Yes, here below. Mr. G. H. Guo.
Thanks a lot for your help.
My pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
Dialogue 3.
Alice is a foreign business student getting work experience at a company in Guangzhou. She wants to know something about the Chinese accounting standards and practice, so she went to see Mr. Zhao, who is a senior accountant of the company.
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Zhao. May I ask you some questions?
Sure. What do you want to know?
China started to implement its accounting standards for business enterprises on July 1, 1993. Do these standards apply to foreign-invested enterprises in Guangzhou?
Yes. These standards are applicable to all enterprises established within the territory of the People's Republic of China.
Is the internationally practiced accrual accounting to be used by all business enterprises?
Yes. And business enterprises are required to use the debit and credit double-entry bookkeeping technique for recording all their accounting transactions.
What currency should be used as the bookkeeping base currency?
In principle, the renminbi is the bookkeeping base currency of an enterprise. But enterprises that conduct transactions mainly in foreign currency may use a foreign currency as the bookkeeping base currency. However, in preparing financial statements, foreign currency transactions should be converted into renminbi.
Accounting students often talk about accounting period and accounting year. What is the difference between these two terms?
An accounting year, or fiscal year, consists of 12 consecutive months, while an accounting period may be a fiscal year, a quarter, or a month.
Oh, yes. Another thing. In Western countries, an accounting year may or may not coincide with a calendar year. What about the rules in China?
According to China's regulations, business enterprises should use the calendar year as their accounting year, starting from January 1st and ending December 31st based on the Gregorian calendar.
As far as I know, different countries may classify assets in different ways. How does China classify assets?
In China, assets are normally divided into current assets, long-term investments, fixed assets, intangible assets, deferred assets, and other assets.
Current assets are those that will be realized or consumed within 1 year, while fixed assets are those with a useful life over 1 year. Am I right?
You're right. Current assets include cash, accounts receivable and inventory, etc. And fixed assets include building, machinery and equipment, etc.
Mr. Zhao, just now, you mentioned intangible assets and deferred assets. Can you tell me the differences between these two types of assets?
Intangible assets include patent, trademark, copyright, and goodwill. They can be used by enterprises for a long time, but do not have physical forms. All intangible assets need to be amortized periodically. Deferred assets are those expenses that cannot be entirely written into the current year's profit and loss. They should be amortized periodically in future years. Organization expenses are an example of deferred assets.
Well, now I have a rough idea of the Chinese accounting standards and practice. Thank you so much for your time and providing me with so much helpful information, Mr. Zhao.
You're welcome, Alice. Don't hesitate to ask me if you have any questions.
6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to a passage and fill in the blanks. The following graph is for your reference. As you can see in the graph, costs fell dramatically in the first 2 months. In March, costs continued to drop, but more gradually. Costs fell from 15 million to 12 million during this period. During the next 1.5 months, there was a leveling off of costs. However, in mid-May, they rose to 25 million. In June, they continued to rise, but more slowly, from 25 million to 28 million. In the next 2 months, costs dropped again steeply to 12 million. However, the trend changed in September when costs increased sharply to 32 million. 2. Listen to a passage and fill in the missing parts of the following graphs. In 2002, spending on training will increase in most sections of the company, although, as the figures make clear, the amounts for product and line management will not be as high as in 2001. The former will have $23,000 allocated, the latter $12,000. Personnel in the marketing and R&D departments were often unable to take part in in-service training in 2001 because of unusually heavy workloads. To compensate for this, we plan to make large increases in their training budget for 2002. $15,000 and $20,000 will be spent on marketing and R&D respectively. Finally, supervisory staff will have the same amount allocated as this year. Total expenditure will be increased by $8,000. 3. Listen to a description of the changes in finished goods inventory and draw up a curve showing the changes in the level of inventory. This graph illustrates the level of finished goods inventory at our factory in Guangzhou for 2001. As can be seen from the graph, our inventory level in January was at 40,000 units. As a result of production levels, our inventory rose by 20,000 units to 60,000 units in February and increased by 20,000 units again in March to 80,000. For the next 3 months, the level remained the same. But in July, we received some orders from a group of new customers, and our inventory dropped by 20,000 units to 60,000. In August and September, the level remained the same, and then in October, we received a large export order, and our inventory dropped by 40,000 units. In November and December, we increased production, and the inventory increased by 10,000 units each month, so that now, in December, our inventory level is again 40,000 units.